Well, the government is relishing this battle with Labor over tax cuts, it would seem. Peter Van Onselen joins us as usual for a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Hamish.
The polling suggests Labor might be able to win the fight over tax cuts for big businesses, the banks and the multinationals. But do you think it can do the same when it comes to small and medium-sized enterprises?
Yeah, it's a much tougher political sell. I mean, I've seen already a lot of commentators saying that they think that Bill Shorten's made a big mistake on this. I think he's made a mistake on the policy of this, no question. I think that increasing company taxes for those small and medium-sized enterprises is a policy mistake. And I agree that it looks like a political mistake. But gee, I tell you what, it's a brave person to assume that Bill Shorten has made a political mistake, because whatever you think of him, like or loathe him, he's been very good at the politics since taking over as opposition leader, able to outmaneuver the government time and time again, despite his personal unpopularity as a leader. So I'm not going to jump in and say it's a political mistake, but boy, it does look like one. So I'm going to be interested to see how he navigates that, particularly given that it looks like a captain's call at a difficult time ahead of these by-elections.
Was it in fact a captain's call, and are some of Bill Shorten's colleagues questioning his judgment on this?
Look, I think there is certainly some questioning of his judgment, but we shouldn't jump too hard into the government rhetoric. That you make a good point in relation to captain's call. Yes, he announced it without the direct consultation of it going through the caucus and the shadow cabinet, but the leadership group had discussed it, and indeed in broad terms it had certainly come up in wider forums as well. What surprised people was how quickly he jumped on it in giving the announcement. But again, who's to question Bill Shorten's judgment on this? I mean, my understanding is you go back to when the government wanted to put up the Medicare levy, which it ended up retreating from at the last budget, and at that point in time there's a lot of discussion that the shadow cabinet didn't really want to do anything other than go along with the government, and Bill Shorten made a captain's call then, and that worked in his favour, and in the end the government retreated from its position on that anyway. So who's to question him on this until he falls over? The only issue is a lot of people are thinking, wow, has he gone too far on this one? Because as the minister was just saying, you know, Bill Shorten doesn't have a background in medium and small businesses, and a lot of those people I think are going to be a lot more upset about overturning an already legislated tax cut than they perhaps would be if he simply said, you know what, we're not going to go as far as the government on this one. Having said that, of course, the bigger tax cuts, that's, I think, where he's on an absolute political winner, you know, denying the banks and others, you know, billions of dollars courtesy of a tax cut. Again, whether you think the policy of that is good or not.
Sure. So if we take everything you've said and not jump on the bandwagon with the critique, what's the sell for Bill Shorten with regards to the small and medium-sized businesses here?
I think the sell has to be that you can do better things with the money. So he's going to take this view of, okay, look, once we repeal it, that brings back into the government's coffers X billions of dollars. He will have to refute the argument that that will slow the economy in some way, which is what Minister Laundy was suggesting it would do. And I think he's got a point there. But then it's what else he would do with that money. He will argue, as we see their policies unfold between now and the next election, that that extra cash can allow them to have a better budget bottom line, to put the money more directly into other services that go straight into the hip pockets of individuals. So in a sense, what he'll be doing, I think, in a political sense, is arguing that this money that goes into the government won't have as material an impact on medium businesses as the government suggests, but it will have a material impact in the way that we distribute it to working Australians or people in lower socioeconomic classifications. And we can perhaps also then muscle up to the government by suggesting that we run the economy, you know, every bit as efficiently or as well as they do. But I tell you what, you know, I'm not sold on that. And I'll be interested to see as we canvass this in the weeks ahead, well, firstly, whether his colleagues are, and indeed, secondly, whether voters are in those crucial by-elections at the end of next month.
And curiously, Bill Shorten has picked this fight just days after Anthony Albanese called for a more constructive relationship with the business sector. Should we draw a link between what Bill Shorten's now saying and what Anthony Albanese's been doing?
Look, I think it's hard not to. These things may have been planned far enough in advance that there isn't a link, but optically there certainly is, isn't there? At the very least, what's interesting about this is that he appears to be doubling down against Anthony Albanese and that Whitlam oration that he gave last Friday, rather than, if you like, trying to bring in Anthony Albanese's comments to the fold. He seems to be trying to assert himself and create more product differentiation between him and Albo. Now, Albanese won't mind that, because he wants that product differentiation to appeal to the New South Wales right, and he also wants that product differentiation for there to be a logic if Labor fails at the by-elections to shift gears. But I tell you what, it is backing yourself, isn't it? I mean, Bill Shorten, as I said at the start, Hamish, for all of his faults, whether you like or loathe him, he's always backed himself politically, and in that political strategizing, he's rarely erred or he's rarely been on the wrong side of a debate. He looks like he is this time to me and to others, but it's a brave commentator to say Bill Shorten makes a political error, because I tell you what, I don't think he's ever lost a vote or ever lost a political issue like that. The closest he came was the 2016 election, and he outperformed what people expected him to do.
Peter Van Onselen, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks for chatting.
Peter Van Onselen, contributing editor with The Australian and professor of politics at Griffith University and the Uni of WA.